Hello, I'm Christian Stockwell, a program manager on the Internet Explorer team, and in this video I'm going to introduce you to Position Floats, now available with Internet Explorer 10 Platform Preview 2. We've designed Position Floats to help developers create some very rich layouts that are very challenging to build with CSS 2.1 Float and Position. We've published a proposal and are working with the W3C to incorporate it into the CSS standard. For now, however, I have a quick demo that I think will illustrate some of the power of position floats, so why don't we dive right in. In this demo, I have a blue square, and I have a little JavaScript running around on the back of the page that allows me to drag it around. The blue square also has a sibling element containing a lot of text. First off, let's look how this demo behaves when the blue square is an absolutely positioned element. Now, as I drag it around, notice that has no impact on the text of the page, occluding it and making it unreadable. If I make the blue element a CSS 2.1 float, you'll see that as I drag it around, it has an impact on the layout of the page, but the text only wraps on the right and to the bottom. These limitations are pretty painful. What it means is that developers using CSS 2.1 find it challenging to create some very common effects, like having an image wrapped on both sides by text. In contrast, if we make the blue square a position float, you'll see that as I drag it around, the text wraps cleanly on both the right and the left. Having text content wrap around a position element is an important new capability to CSS that combines some of the best parts of CSS positioning and CSS float. If I switch to multi-column, you'll see that position floats work very clean with some of the new layout constructs we've added to Internet Explorer 10. Here you can see that the text wraps cleanly across both columns of a multi-column element. If I switch to a grid layout, you can see that the text wraps cleanly across multiple elements positioned on the page using CSS grid. Let's look at some of the markup that makes all of that possible. Here you can see that the page is structured with the positioned float, and it has two sibling elements that contain the text. If we look at the CSS styles, you'll see that the float property has a vendor prefixed -ms-positioned value that indicates that the element's a position float. That's the end of my lightning tour of position floats. If you want to learn more, please visit our proposal at www.interoperabilitybridges.com/css3floats. Please go download the latest Internet Explorer platform preview and try out this and our other demos on ietestdrive.com. As always, if you have any feedback, send it to us on the IE Team blog or through connect.microsoft.com. Thank you.